Social technologies have altered the cultural landscape and are changing the ways consumers interact with brands and how they shop. This represents an enormous source of value for consumer-facing companies. But new research from the McKinsey Global Institute finds that there is even greater potential for value creation from social technologies when used within and across enterprises. I'm Jeff Lewis, senior editor of the McKinsey Global Institute. Joining me today is Michael Chewy, a principal and senior fellow at MGI. Michael. So the top line here seems to be that social technologies can boost productivity of knowledge workers. This seems incredibly counterintuitive. I think many bosses are more concerned about losing productivity to workers who are on social networks all day. What are they missing?
Well, if you actually take a look at the way that knowledge workers, and in particular interactions workers, those people who need to use independent judgment and depend for their jobs on communicating with people, if you look at how they actually spend their time, during a work week, they might spend something like 13 hours a week on email on average, something like 20% of their time searching and gathering information, and maybe another 15% of their time communicating and collaborating internally. And so in order to believe that these technologies can actually improve the productivity of these workers, you just have to ask yourself, do we think that those activities could actually be accomplished more efficiently with social technologies? And we think that they can. So just for instance, if you look at the information that exists within an organization, our observation is that a tremendous amount of this information is locked up kind of like dark matter within people's email inboxes. And how much of that information that's trapped within those inboxes would actually be valuable to the overall enterprise and could actually increase the efficiency? So we think, just for instance, changing the default method of communication from these technologies that are designed to be just at least a small number of people communicating to being more social, making them more available so that that data, that information that people are communicating becomes content and becomes searchable and accessible by the rest of the organization. We think if that actually happened, that could greatly improve the efficiency of people's ability to find information, to find expertise, etc. And so again, if you look at across all of these potential opportunities and you net them across all the ways in which knowledge workers are spending their time, our estimate is in fact that knowledge workers can improve their productivity by 20 to 25%. It won't come easy, but we do think that opportunity is out there.
We've read so much, we've heard so much about social technologies, and isn't there a danger that this is really just the next fad, the next bubble?
Well, as much as we've heard about social technologies, we really think that we're only at the very beginning of the adoption as well as the impact of using these technologies. If you look at how much time people spend interacting with content and communications, only 5 to 6% of the time are they actually interacting with social networks, despite as much press as it has received. We really think that social is a feature. It's something that can be added to interactions of all kinds which are digital. And so if you look at all the time that people spend watching television, if you look at all the time that people spend interacting across very different media, we think a lot of that can be enabled by social features, whether it's commerce or entertainment, et cetera. And so we think, again, there's a tremendous amount more of adoption which can occur. And then if you ask anyone, what level of benefit are they achieving from using these technologies? Again, if you look at that compared to the potential that we've studied, there's a tremendous amount of value that can be captured.
This really varies by industries, doesn't it? What kind of businesses are best positioned to benefit from this?
Well, the potential impact will vary across sectors depending on, number one, the amount of interactions that actually occur. And so, you know, that could depend on the number of interactions workers as a total of all the workers who are there. Also, the numbers of interactions which actually occur. So, for instance, within the research and development function or in the numbers of communications that occur with consumers or customers. And that could vary with the number of customers or the number of interactions per customer. And so if you look at different industries, for instance, professional services is one of those that where we think the impact could be highest on a percentage basis because almost the entire staff on professional services firms are interactions workers, the types of people who have to engage in independent judgment, who have to depend for what they do at work on their interactions both with clients as well as with colleagues. So that's a sector which comes to the top in terms of potential. Another interesting one is the automotive industry, which is interesting because, number one, while it's an industrial industry, it is consumer-facing. And so there are a tremendous amount of opportunities for social technologies to improve consumer marketing. But also because it's a complex manufactured product, there's a lot of R&D that goes on. And of course, R&D engineers are also interactions workers. And thus, there's a lot of potential for additional collaboration, both within these companies as well as with their complex supply chain. As you know, they have a multi-tiered supply chain structure. And all of those interactions, we think, can be improved with social technologies.
It seems that all sorts of companies are experimenting with social technologies. What are some of the most interesting examples that you found in, and what are the lessons learned?
Well, firstly, there are some companies that are trying to take this idea of social seriously as a way to improve the productivity of their interactions workers within and across the enterprise. So we know of, for example, a professional services firm that is attempting to get rid of email almost entirely. And we also know of individuals who are also on the path to changing all of their communications from being through email and changing those to social technologies. Now, again, it's early days, but I think what we are seeing, at least one lesson from those examples, is that it's something that's possible, and we're going to have to learn how to organize in order to do that. Secondly, we've examined some consumer brands, and we think there is a tremendous opportunity for social technologies to improve consumer marketing, and both in terms of getting messages out as well as developing insights from understanding how consumers are using these social technologies. What's interesting is that we've seen the consumer brands who have put out videos, for instance, and then watched a tweet stream come back and then responded with new videos, etc. And what's interesting about that, I think one of the lessons there is, number one, that being real-time and being responsive is an important part of engaging authentically in the dialogue. But the second piece of it is, these consumer brands not only engage using social technologies, but also using the mass media as well. That's one of those findings that we discovered that was covered in a piece in our McKinsey Quarterly, which is that while this viral adoption through social technologies can often greatly increase the distribution of any piece of content, it's often the combination, the multi-channel combination of using mass media and these social technologies, which really can drive a tremendous amount of impact. And then the third example is there's some niche brands have been able to use social technologies to find a community of people, often distributed, that otherwise couldn't have been able to find each other, because if there's only a few people in each town who are interested in this one brand, there's no way a community could have been created but for the use of these technologies, which span across time and space. So that's another thing you're able to do, is be able to really unleash and unlock the enthusiasm of people who are interested in very niche-y type products.
The numbers you cite are really pretty big. The potential payoff is more than $1 trillion, and that's just across four sectors. How realistic are these?
Well, we do really believe that there is a tremendous amount of potential as illustrated in those numbers, and it's partly because of the huge base on which we're working. If you look at consumer marketing, for instance, consumers spend a tremendous amount of money. If you look at the amount that we're spending on knowledge workers, that's a tremendous investment. Not only are these numbers increasing of people and workers, but in fact, these people are more valuable to organizations in certain ways because they are paid more. Not only are there an increasing number of knowledge workers, but in fact, knowledge workers are paid more than other workers. And so as a result, the investment in knowledge workers is very large. But what we then discover is our ability to improve the productivity of those knowledge workers then results in a tremendous amount of value.
Great. What do company leaders have to do to make sure their organizations can maximize these benefits? How do they position themselves to ride this wave?
This is going to be a multi-year journey, and the honest truth is we don't have the instruction manual at a great level of detail for making this happen, but we are starting to see some of those things, those next practices as opposed to best practices, which we think will underpin some of the organizational changes in structures and processes and practices and culture, which will have to underpin capturing the tremendous potential that we see with social technologies. First of all, these things only work if there is a culture and a set of practices around openness and sharing. All these benefits that we've talked about are because people are willing to share, because distributed people are willing to co-create content, because a lot of people are able to actually consume that content and engage in those interactions. The other thing that we've observed from some of these companies that have started to be successful here is that, in fact, what's in the workflow is what gets used. Again, if these are just technologies that have to be the next thing on someone's long to-do list, it's very unlikely, in fact, when people are busy, that they'll continue to use these technologies. But in fact, if we start to embed some of these social technologies into what people do day-to-day, and some of our survey research has shown this as well, companies that, in fact, do embed these technologies more deeply are deriving more benefit from them. And then finally, this will be a journey, and because organizations are different and the people within them are different, you're going to have a culture and a mindset toward experimentation to start to understand which of the different practices and which of the different technologies are going to be the ones which will drive more benefits in your organization for your consumers. And so, again, just trying to have this view of experimentation and continuing to push that edge is what we think to become a learning organization is what is going to be successful going forward.
Michael, that's really amazing stuff, and thank you very much.
Thank you.